Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, and don't let it fly by. I mean that sincerely. There's a lot you can do up there. All right. I really just want to get to it. Oh, by the way, just kind of in. Apparently, the terrorist attack that took place today in New York City, that's not a terrorist attack. They say it's too early to tell whether a man who lit a smoke bomb off, right? I don't know if it was gases, I don't know, but lit off a smoke bomb. So people couldn't see him, started shooting into the crowd, hit 10-plus people, but that's not a terrorist attack. And yet, when somebody speaks against abortion, that's terrorism. Oh, no, it is. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Is this, anybody else find how ridiculous this is? But, you know, I've been telling you guys for a long time, stop. Don't tell them to stop. If you don't tell them to stop, people start to see what they're all about. Right? And let them see what these people are made of. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. I always want you to be part of the solution. All right, back to some of the things going on the West Coast. The United Postal Service is stopping deliveries to a California neighborhood after repeated attacks on mail carriers. Now, maybe some of you in other areas, you might have seen this before and in the past. They don't see this out here. Usually the mailman, they leave alone because there's stuff coming in there that they want, that they need. United States Postal Service has suspended services in one neighborhood. The first incident happened on January 19th when a resident living near the intersection, near that neighborhood, was swinging a broomstick at one of the carriers delivering mail. Didn't want his bills, I guess. Months later, residents recently received notices from the USPS, informing them that the delivery service has hereby been suspended to all addresses in that particular area. Because multiple carriers have been assaulted or threatened. You know, I'm telling you, I mean, you really, what you need to do, send a small, three or four or five people in there to clip. I'm just saying. I think it would be fun. I wouldn't let them get away with it. I showed them you can't. Don't they have like a rain, sleet, snow, all that kind of stuff? No, I don't want any of them to get hurt. Just kind of being a little funny here. But again, this is this what we've come to as a society? Now, Santa Monica is the bastion of liberalism. But they really are. You get away with almost anything there. This was the place, if you drove in during when Trump was running for office, running for president, if you went in with a Trump sticker, somebody would have scraped it off with a key or a rock. That's how much they hated him and you, for that matter. Speaking of a hateful person, MSNBC's Joyless Reid, she started screeching on social media, right? When somebody wanted to ask the question what a woman is. Now, she took the TikTok. God, these people are... They just can't get away from TikTok. She called out what she claimed were right-wing men clogging her social media mentions. Okay, so you can always block them, can't you? I don't know. I'm not familiar with TikTok. The Read Out host, she posted her video account scolding people continuing to ask her to define what a woman is. Well, why don't you just do it? That simple. They want to hear from you what it is. And then maybe they'll stop asking the question. She said, I'm so sick of right-wing... I didn't know I saw left-wing men. Right-wing men coming into my mentions asking me stupid biological questions like, what is a woman? Are babies valuable? Well, answer the question. What's your problem? Think she's being triggered? No, really. But, again, why won't you just answer the question? It isn't that hard. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure this one out. Maybe, according to one person, a biologist, yeah. Now, the question is, what is a woman went viral, right, after Supreme Court Justice Brown Jackson failed to answer? Simple question. Supporters of Jackson, the media defended her answer after she faced backlash and criticism. USA Today claimed the question is not simple. Really? The Washington Post said it was part of a bad faith attack. I mean, it's really simple for me. Right? The readout blog and subsection of Reed's MSNBC show singled out the question, claiming Republicans are the ones who can't accurately define what a woman is. Really? In what light? When? When did it happen? And after saying that, Reed didn't define it. And the person that she wants as the, you know, the trustee, listen to me, right, as a Supreme Court justice, couldn't do it either. But what can I say? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay
stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, you've heard me say this a million times. Not a big deal. Easy to get through. You know, easy to make happen, I should say. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of little stories I want to get through. So sit back, put the seatbelt on, pay attention. I don't want you to miss any of this. Because, again, there's so much noise happening. I mean, a lot. That some of the smaller, some of the more important stories that are small in comparison to a war, you know, in the Ukraine, are going to go unnoticed, undealt with, if you would. So the, I'll forget that one. I don't want to do that one. All right. And this is a perfect example of what we talked about a few weeks back about anti-Semitism, you know, Jewish community and so on. So editors at the University of Chicago student newspaper, they published a letter of apology for writing an op-ed that condemned anti-Semitism. How? Why? How could you be forced into apologizing for denouncing anti-Semitism? A student op-ed published in Chicago Moran, that condemned students for justice for Palestine, said, don't take that crappy Zionist classes. It was removed by the editors, and the now-deleted op-ed, it stated that the SJP's campaign was anti-Semitic and was a harassment against Jewish students. Now, the University of Chicago prides itself on free speech policy, encouraging students to broaden their education, ask tough questions in classes. Instead, this SJP post actively encourages students to drop such classes, hence discouraging educational freedom. This also violates the university's discrimination and harassment policies, as the Israel facility are directly discriminated against. Hey, put it up there. I'm sorry. Look, if you have a negative viewpoint to Christianity, Christians as a whole, and you write a piece about it, I'm going to get to see a couple things. I'm going to get to see if you're lying. I'm going to get to see how you really feel about us and how many other people feel about us or others, you know, that might comment on it. I mean, short of you calling for the destruction of life, I think we should see how they think. I think we should hear how they think. We would see what they, when they write, what they believe the solutions would be. As such, the Jewish student community is indirectly discriminated against. The op-ed continued further. The harassment policy states that any organization that utilizes social media or other tactics, such as handing out flyers to intimidate students in order to interfere with the education of students, is harassment. You know what? It's not harassment unless they're getting in your face, getting in your way, not allowing you to move on. Simply holding out a flyer for somebody to grab is not harassment. Again, free speech is not always speech you like. Short of it, again, inciting violence, asking you to go burn a place down or kill somebody. The Christians are bad because, the Jews are bad because, the Muslims are bad because. That's freedom of speech. You may not like it, but it is. The editors deleted the op-ed and published an apology letter. See, that's what I mean. We made the choice to publish an op-ed that contained factual inaccuracies. These factual inaccuracies, contrary to viewpoints, goals, flattened dialogue, and just made people uncomfortable. Well, you're going to be uncomfortable. It's going to happen. You have no choice in the matter. It's what happens in real life. I don't get it either. We keep coddling these kids. And then wonder why they can't deal with real life. You wonder why they're depressed or, in some cases, God forbid, committing suicide. Oh, this is a good one. New York, you heard about this. The New York Lieutenant Governor today, Brian Benjamin, he was arrested on bribery charges. Now, I love it when a Republican, when this happens to a Republican, it's all over the place, 24-7. I don't care how much it is, whether it's $5, $500, $5,000, $5 million. But New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, he was arrested on bribery charges Tuesday morning, according to multiple outlets. Right, Benjamin was indicted for alleged bribery and other offenses, part of a scheme to get campaign contributions in exchange for a $50,000 state grant. Wow. You're going to go to jail for that, bud? The Democrat politician surrendered to authorities will appear in the New York City federal court. See, that's the only way this stuff is going to work. I don't know how you're going to get... I'm surprised you get the feds to do this one. Benjamin reportedly failed to notify Governor Kathy Hochul of a subpoena he received from the district attorney in relation to his aide, Jerry Migdahl. This is when he was a state senator. Migdal allegedly solicited fake campaign donations so Benjamin, who was running for New York City comptroller at the time, could boast higher fundraising numbers and get public matching funds.
Whoa.
I mean, can they just win on what they have? Can they just do what they have to do? Get their message out? Why does it always have to be a cheat, a game, a fraud? The state police did a thorough investigation. I participated in that, he said. I followed the process as it was supposed to be followed. Now, Holcomb expressed her support for Benjamin amid the investigation. I have the utmost confidence in my lieutenant governor. He is my running mate. I don't know if he can run from jail, but he's my running mate. You know, seriously. When you look at what's going down, here in California, a judge had issued an injunction, and some of you have heard of George Gascon, the DA in Los Angeles. He refuses to follow the law. He refuses to even bring charges against certain people, certain groups of people for things. And it's ridiculous. So his DAs, or assistant DAs, took up the court, and they won. Judge says, no, you, Mr. Gascon, you have to uphold the law. So here's an injunction against you to stop doing what you're doing and apply the law fully. Goes back to his office. He tells the rest of them, just ignore that. Don't even bother. But isn't he part of that no one is above the law group? I'm just asking. So they ignore the law, and what do you do now? Unless the feds actually step in and take him out, and I don't mean that, I don't mean kill him. I mean, take him out. Put him in jail. He should be held in contempt of court. So, Mr. Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
2021 marked the deadliest year in U.S. history, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There were 3.46 million deaths last year. While COVID was a major contributing factor, the death rates for stroke, liver disease, and cancer all increased. Drug overdose deaths have also risen, although the health agency does not have an exact toll due to the amount of time needed for lab work. Inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. The Labor Department said Tuesday its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. That makes it the sharpest year-over-year increase since 1981. Actor and comedian Gilbert Gottfried died on Tuesday after a long illness. He was 67. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you to understand what's going on and get engaged, really. There's a lot happening, a lot you can get informed on so that you can step out on it and actually get something done. Anyway, I got so many things I want to talk about. I did that one. All right, Sam Elliott. You know, I love his voice, by the way. I mean, he almost sounds like a voice of God the way he comes across. But Elliott is now publicly apologizing for his criticism of a Western film, The Power of the Dog. It made headlines for its gay storyline. Now, Elliott's 77, he came out and openly criticized the movie as a piece of blank. How crap, how's that? During a podcast interview, he railed about the film's portrayal of the Wild West. The actor has apologized, though, for the comments to the cast, including actor Benedict Cumberbatch. I said some things that hurt people. I feel terrible about that, Elliott said. The gay community has been incredibly good to me. And in my entire career. Interesting. No, I'm curious. I mean, did he call the movie a piece of crap because he felt like I haven't seen it. I don't see many movies. Right? Anyway, so I'd have to see it. I mean, how many other times or hear it? How many other times has he been this nasty to someone? Or to a group. I'm just curious. You know? Anyway, the LinkedIn punished an Air Force veteran who called out a deadbeat college kids. Now again, big tech, censorship, deciding what they want to hear, don't want to hear. Well, you should actually be able to read or not read, which has always bothered me. That's why it's hard for me to give these people money to sign up for their subscriptions or do anything along those lines. LinkedIn has apologized after deleting a post from a conservative Air Force veteran. Talked about the hard work and not taking responsibility for other student loan debt. She's right. Why should we be charged? Why should we pay for people who decide to go into debt to go to school? Really? And then they can't find a job, and somehow that's our fault. Gretchen Schmidt wrote that, I'm not responsible for your student loan debt. I grew up in poverty in the mountains of North Carolina. I ate from a garden. My name was on a community angel tree for Christmas. Since she bought clothes from yard sales, and if I was lucky, and on a rare occasion, I joined the Air Force, then went to college, and I made it happen. So, yeah, she, with the left leg, hates to hear, she pulled herself up from her own bootstraps. Now, according to the screenshots by Smith on Twitter, LinkedIn restricted her account and removed the post, saying it violated the company's policy on hate speech. This is what I was talking about before. How can this be hate speech? No, really. I'm not responsible for your student debt is hate speech? And then she goes on to say, I grew up in poverty, and I got out of it. I ate from a community garden. How is that hate speech? I'm still trying to figure this out. If you know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, send it to me. According to the screenshot by Smith on Twitter, LinkedIn restricted her account, removed the post, because it was hate speech. This comes as the Biden administration considers possibly wide-scale student loan forgiveness. But it's not forgiveness. Somebody has to pay for that. So all this debt gets added to the tax base. I mean, you heard Tom DelVicaro earlier. No country amassing the debt that we're amassing has been able to survive. You go back and do some history. Look at some of these other countries. You start tearing apart the family. You take God out of the picture. You go massively into debt. Right? There's no real solid principles. There's no absolutes anymore. Or they don't accept them. And you think you're going to survive. Right? Smith, who now runs a Code of Vets, a nonprofit group that helps veterans in times of need, immediately appealed the decision. And LinkedIn apologized and reinstated her account Sunday. We confirm your content does not violate our policies. We apologize for the mistake. Your content is now back on LinkedIn. We recognize there may be times when we don't get it right, so we offer the option for the appeal. No, duh. Really? But I've been through the appeal process so many times I could do it while I'm sleeping. For the same kind of things. And that's the problem. You can't even tell, you know, my wife, she had to work three jobs going through college to pay for her college degree, her college career, whatever you want to call it. If he goes ahead and he decides to forgive the debt, is she going to get a check for those years? I'm just curious. Along with, interest, that would be cool. I don't get it. I don't get how they do it. I'm going to go even further. I don't get how they do it and get away with it. And that's where we have to be. We gave them way too much power. I'm sorry. I've been saying that for a long time, and it's so true. We gave them way too much power. You thought it was cool. You thought it was nice. Facebook allowed you to communicate with your parents across the country who couldn't fly, couldn't get out here, and I love all of that. That's wonderful. That's really cool. But look what you did to them. And then to give all that information on you. Don't you feel safe? Come on. Yeah, it's craziness. Just flat-out craziness. Joe Biden's sister, he might be the Biden curse. What do you think? All the sickness, all the crazy stuff they talk about, it's got to be a sickness. His sister blames Trump for Hunter's problems. My God. If one of Hunter's stories belonged to Donald Trump Jr., forget about it. You could turn a news on without hearing about it. What's that got to do with Hunter? Now, Gayle King asked Valerie Biden Owens, after she blamed Trump for bringing up Hunter, President Joe Biden's sister, right? She said the legal problems resulted from the former President Donald Trump being very intent on taking down her brother. So, wait a minute. So, Trump and others being intent on shedding the light on the crimes of Hunter Biden, how it tied into the old man, the big guy, somehow that's Trump's fault for being intent on bringing, you know, law and order, if you would. However, everything that comes against Trump is legitimate. You know, listen to these people. It's legitimate. He's that bad of a man. He's nasty. You know, and the bottom line with it, really, truly, what they're afraid of, is because he's, look, I told you the scariest words. They had to give Pelosi smelling salt. When President Trump did his acceptance speech, and he said, today, I give the power back to the people, they died. They all passed out. The doctors were running around reviving these people in big numbers. Now, Valerie Biden Owens appeared on CBS Morning and told the host, Gayle King, that she had known the 2020 presidential race between her brother and Trump would be vicious. The only race that I wasn't enthusiastic about Joe getting involved in. She said, because I was expecting and was not disappointed that it would be ugly and mean and they would attack my brother. Well, you didn't have to attack your brother. Your brother attacked himself in many ways. Right? Federal grand jury has just heard testimony in recent months about Hunter Biden's income and payments he received while serving on the border of Ukraine. And they decided there was a problem here. So what would that have to do with Trump? I'm curious. Trump is in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Mean Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to meet you, 55-year-old Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be a, you know, part of the solution, if you would, so you're not part of the problem. You know, I say that all the time. I hope it gets through. You really, some of you show up to board meetings, to the council meetings, and other meetings, what have you, ill-informed, but ready to rip things up, if you would. Okay? And when you think about it, it kind of detracts from your issue. Some of you, you know, you've got some good issues there. You got some good things you want to deal with. And you got some right information, but some information isn't quite right. No, really. And so get informed, and that way there's not a big deal. When you're putting it out there, you're putting it out there with information. You got support. You know what you're talking about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, I like this one. There's a Hawaiian Democrat that hasn't been to D.C. in months. And kept, still working as an airline pilot. I don't know if I pronounce his name properly. I'm not doing it on purpose if I'm not. But it's Kai Kahele. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a male. Congressman who ran on a promise of giving constituents full-time representation has been absent from the Capitol for most of this year. Now, Representative Kahele, a Democrat out of Hawaii, has rarely shown up for work in Washington, D.C. this year, only casting 5 votes in person over the course of 3 days. Now, why? I mean, why do they have to take advantage like this? You only get $180K plus. They get a daily stipend for, you know, having to live out there and all that other thing. All that other stuff. The rest of his 120 votes were cast by proxy, which means a colleague voted on his behalf while he stayed in Hawaii. Nancy Pelosi, she's permitted the proxy voting since the start of the pandemic. However, in the Senate, it's still required that you be there to vote. Kahele, a combat veteran, apparently never gave up his job as a Hawaiian Airlines pilot. According to the Civil Beat, he earned $120,000 a year. As a member of Congress, he gets $170,000 a year. So he's making $300,000 a year. Just amazing. His failure to show up for work in Congress has coincided with his reportedly mulling a run for governor in 2022. He's not made a formal announcement. Why would you hire this guy for governor? He's obviously, oh, you know what? You get what you vote for. Really. You get what you vote for. And if you vote this guy in as governor, who's already cheating you on this other on the other side of these issues, he needs to be there to fight for you, not a proxy vote. You don't send somebody in and say, Frankie over there says yes. And he's not responding to local news sources for comment. Gee, I wonder why. How do you... You can't fix that. His absence from Washington is a sharp turn for Kahele, who entered Congress in 2021. Right? And he stated his intentions of moving his wife and 3 daughters to D.C. to avoid the grueling 13-hour commute every week from his hometown. That is a long commute. That is a long way to go. I get it. But I don't know, maybe they should set up some kind of Zoom thing where they're actually having to be there, being involved. You can see their faces, they're conversing, and they're there. And frankly, if you didn't want the 13-hour commute, if you didn't want to be away from your kids, why did you run? There are many others, you know, sacrificing for the country, sacrificing for what they believe is the good of their state or their area or their constituents. During an interview with Fox, you know, during his orientation late 2020, he envisioned hosting barbecues, going to church, playing baseball with fellow lawmakers, in a hope that friendships could give way to bipartisanship. Boy, he lived in a fantasy land. Always had the ability to bring people together. I love these young people, and God bless them. These young people that want to get involved, they want to jump into this. And they don't realize the toll it takes on your family. They don't realize it, not only just that, but it's not like days of old. Now, I'm not going to say they never can, but the two sides can't get along. They don't get along. It's so far apart. Democrats tend to go with rank and file into discussion. You do what Schumer and Pelosi want you to do or else. Not the same on either side. Anywhere. Freshman lawmaker succeeded replacing Tulsi Gabbard in Hawaii. He was a state senator when he announced he'd primarily challenged the popular Gabbard just after she announced a 2020 presidential run. You know, he said that the people, ready for this one? He said the people of Hawaii needed full-time representation. But where's he been? This is the hypocrisy of the left. I don't care whether you like them or not, who you like there, this is constant. Now, Kahele has voted by proxy more than most of his House colleagues this year. The most absent member of Congress were Democrat Reps Albio Ceres of New Jersey, Lucille Allard of California, and Al Larson of Florida. They have missed, you ready for this one? And they're still there. They have missed every vote in 2022. I'm glad we're paying them. This should be, unless it's extraordinary circumstances, this should be a point where you don't get paid for this. You don't get to keep your money. Right? Don't you agree? Kaylee made history in 2020 as just the second Native Hawaiian elected to Congress. He's a former state senator, military pilot, combat veteran, but he's very progressive, and he supports the Green New Deal. And, you know, so be it for him. I don't really care about that. The fact that he doesn't show up, somebody has got to make that a big deal. I mean, I would have a field day with the ads against him. I would have a field day running somebody against him. You know? All right, we know him. You've heard him. You've heard his name a million times. Home Depot co-founder Ken Langone. He predicted the United States will face a recession and called President Biden worse than former President Jimmy Carter. Oh, no question about it. He's already on his way. Are you serious? He's in fifth gear and gaining speed. Ken Langone said that we've got to get the rates well above the inflation rate if you want to snap inflation. Just like Paul Volcker did in 1980 and 81. This was not transitory. This was a real serious case of inflation. We lost a whole year on addressing this issue, he said. And only because, frankly, we have leadership today in America that isn't willing to admit when they're wrong. He's right. He is correct, excuse me. But it's not even that they want to admit when they're wrong. They don't know because they're uneducated. The people sitting in those positions of authority, like Pete Buttigieg, I mean, he has no business being in that seat. He knows nothing about that. Couldn't fix his own transportation in his little town. This was not transitory. This was a real serious case of inflation, which I think is hilarious. We lost a whole year. Come on, be honest about it. We lost a whole year on addressing this issue. Because we have leadership today in America that just isn't willing to admit when they're wrong. They won't make course corrections. They made a terrible blunder, and now the price has got to be paid. Paid by our kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. Unless there's a major crash. Right? You're looking at the inflation rate's what, 8.7% as of today? That means you're going to do better than 8.5% plus on interest to get back to normal. Right? The other thing is we've really made this problem worse. For example, the energy issue in America. We didn't have to be deficient like we are. By now, that pipeline would have been almost complete, and Biden's now saying he's now blaming the oil companies. So let me see, it was Trump. He's right about this. Look it up. It was Trump, right? Then it was Putin's war. Now it's the oil companies. I mean, heck, who's next? So we didn't have a deficit like this, like we are. By now, that pipeline would have been almost complete. Biden now saying he's now blaming the oil companies. This is a disgrace. The oil companies are reacting to supply and demand. Right, you're going to see it there. And he's blaming the oil companies. He's saying, well, they got the permits. They're not doing anything. No. No, they got the permits for R&D, not to pump oil at this point. Who's going to do R&D if they can't be assured that they're going to be able to pump the oil and use it? Would you? Would you spend all that money not being sure if you're going to be able to use it? Yeah, I don't think so. Show me to your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and your enemies about the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us.